Okay, William. Hello, William. Hey, it's another night. It's another story. Tonight we have Chapter 10, Toy Shop Rescue of Squeaky Toy Robot. If you remember the last story I told, that CT's mom had a birthday plan. She'd gone to the toy shop, which, can you believe it? She went with 3T and Kwame and Curtis and the Squeaky Toy and said, "We want to have a birthday party in your toy shop." And the toy shop witch said, "No, no, 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 you can't do it." But then when Squeaky Toy picked up all the toys that Curtis knocked over, oh my goodness, these kids knock over toys all the time. She thought, well, maybe. And then 3T's mom, Dr. O'Toole Talltail, who was a pretty smart lady, said, "You know, if the kids get to play with your toys, more of the parents will want to buy them, and you'll sell more toys." Well, that sounded really good to the toy shop witch. So she said, okay. And that was that. Well, I have to say, that was on a Monday. And the birthday party was not planned till Sunday. That was 6 whole days away. Oh, how are they going to wait for it? Besides, 3T's sister, Tabby Terry Tanya, or Tabitha Teresa Tanya Talltail, wasn't going to come home from camp until Saturday. What were they going to do? Well, they did what any bunch of 10-year-olds do. They played all day, rode their bikes around, and Squeaky Toy ran after them, and he never got tired, and they had fun, and they had lots of things to do. And then at night, Squeaky Toy would clean up all of 3T's toys. He didn't have to clean up Tabby Terry Tanya's toys because they were already cleaned up and she wasn't home. And then he did the dishes, and then he did the laundry and folded all the clothes, and then he went and sat among all of 3T's toys, and they had a great time all night long. And Monday came and went, and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday. Well, you know, it wasn't just 3T playing. Word got around town. A toy shop witch is going to open her shop on Sunday for a birthday party. Toy shop witch is going to open her shop and let the kids play with the toys. Toy shop witch, she's going to let us look at her toys. Nobody goes near her toys. How are we? Oh, every kid in town was talking about it. Every parent in town was talking about it. You got to be kidding me. This spread through, the news spread through town. Everybody was interested in this birthday party. So Saturday came around, and it was time for Tabby Terry Tanya to come back from camp. Well, this isn't Tabby Terry Tanya's story, so I'm really not going to spend much time. They all went to the airport, all except for Squeaky Toy, because Squeaky Toy wouldn't be very welcome at the airport. I don't think TSA would let him in or out. They'd probably keep him and say, "You are an undocumented alien." That wouldn't be good at all. So they left Squeaky Toy at home, and they went to pick up Tabby Terry Tanya, who was so surprised to see her family. Hi, everybody! Gave everybody hugs, and then she gave them all the pretty things she'd made at camp, like little mugs made out of birch bark and a little basket for 3T to hold his Legos. Oh, it was so much fun. And they came home, and they had a big welcome home party, and boy, oh boy, was she so surprised when she met Squeaky Toy Robot. Squeaky Toy bent really low, and he said, "Domo arigato gozaimasu. Oh, ohayo gozaimasu." She was very, very impressed. And then he shook her hand. Ah, what a polite little robot. But that's Tabby Terry Tanya's story. It's not 3T's story. So they all went to bed Saturday night. They got up early Sunday. They had pancakes and bacon for breakfast. They had a great day. And then 3T's mom said, "Well, Tabby Terry Tanya, we have to tell you, today's your birthday." They all had balloons and everything all over the house. "We're going to have a birthday party for you at the toy shop." Well, Tabby Terry Tanya looked up and went, "Oh, with the toy shop witch? What? The toy shop witch? Yes, yes, yes. We're going to see the toy shop. She's going to open the toy shop, and we're going to have a big party for you. And we've invited all your friends, and Dr. Talltail has invited his graduate students, and they're going to bring their kids, and we're going to have a wonderful party. And the toy shop witch is going to let you play with the toys." Tabby Terry Tanya couldn't believe it. 3T couldn't believe it either. I got to see this. So at noontime, they all got together, because the toy shop witch is going to open her doors right after lunch. And they all walked down to the toy shop. Well, no, 3T, Curtis, and Kwame rode their bikes, because after all, they had bikes. They all walked down. Tabby Terry Tanya went with Dr. O'Toole Talltail, and Dr. Timothy Talltail walked with them. He was kind of big, and he had a big kind of belly, and you know, but you didn't make fun of him, because he was very pompous sometimes. And they walked down to the front door to wait for the toy shop witch to open it. and then one by one, all of Dr. Tall Tale's grad students started to come in. Well, there were grad students from Azerbaijan, there were grad students from Afghanistan, from India, from China, from Nigeria, from France, from Ireland, from England. They all showed up, and they brought their kids. And the kids were like, oh, what's this? Toy shop? Birthday? Well, that wasn't the only kids that showed up, because little by little, every kid in town wandered down to the toy shop, and some of them brought their parents. And pretty soon, it was a pretty big crowd. I mean, we're not talking 10 people. No, we're talking every kid in town and their parents. The toy shop witch looked at her clock, and it was 1 o'clock. She put away her dishes. She said, well, we'll see what happens with this birthday party. I hope they don't break any of my toys. I hope they don't make a mess. Arr! And she went to the door, and she opened it and looked out. Oh, no! She couldn't believe it, because there were so many kids there, she didn't know if they could fit all in her toy shop. There were dozens and dozens and dozens of kids. They were all out into the street, and they were piled out. As a matter of fact, the police had arrived and were diverting traffic so the kids wouldn't get run over. Oh, she said, but, and Dr. O'Toole Talltale just calmly stepped up and said, Margaret, so good to see you today. Happy birthday. And here's the birthday girl, Tabby Terry Tanya, and she is so grateful. And Tabby Terry Tanya just was very, very polite, and she shook Margaret Mapplethorne's hand, and she said, Mrs. Mapplethorne, thank you so much for letting me have a birthday party in your toy shop. I think it's the best place to have a birthday party. And then 3TN came up and said, Mrs. Mapplethorne, thank you for having a birthday party for my sister in your toy shop, because this is really unique, and I think it's a great place to have a birthday party. And then Dr. Timothy Talltale stood up, and he said, Margaret, this is wonderful. What a great idea. You should have birthday parties for every child in your toy shop. It would be great. Oh, the toy shop witch looked like she was going to run inside and slam the door. Her hair stood on end like it had mice in it, ruffling it. She said, oh, I can't do that. Oh, no. And she was almost going to say, no, birthday party. No, you're going to mess the place. No birthday party. But just then, Squeaky Toy stepped forward, and he bent over, oh, so low, and he said, Mapplethorne-san, arigatai des, I am so grateful to you. Thank you. The toys will be so happy. Toy Shop Witch looked at him. Then she looked up at Tara, 3T's mom, and she said, he does talk, doesn't he? But what's that other stuff? And Tara said, he's speaking Japanese to you because he's a Japanese Ningyo robot. And he bowed low again. And she said, well, you're a smart little robot, I have to say that. And then Squeaky Toy just said, do itashimashita, which means, you're welcome. So she let the kids in. They all came flowing in. It's like, you know, sometimes if you have a bucket and you pour the bucket out and all the water comes running out, well, that's how all the kids went into the store. Whoosh! They all came running in, and they all flowed in until the store was so packed with kids, it was like you couldn't even see the floor. There were so many kids, and they were all happy and laughing, and they had a wonderful party for Tabby Terry Tanya. They all sang happy birthday to her, except some of the kids from Azerbaijan and Afghanistan and Nigeria didn't know the words, so they sang it in the words they used in Afghani and Nigerian, or Swahili, if you will, and in Azerbaijan, which would be Turkish. And they all sang happy birthday, and then she had a big birthday cake, and she blew out all 8 candles. Yay! Well, you know, Dr. O'Toole Talltale had thought maybe they'd have 2 dozen kids at most. She didn't think there would be dozens and dozens, and she didn't know there was going to be enough cake. But everybody had a piece of cake. Everybody loved it. They all had a good time. And then Dr. O'Toole Talltale looked at the toy shop witch. They said, well, Margaret, now here's the best part. Do you think the kids can play with your toys? Well, I did say all the kids were packed into the toy shop. I didn't say they were in the back room where the best toys were. No, they were in the front room with all the Chinese gugas and the stuff from South America and you know, Malaysia and all that other stuff, which is okay. I mean, it's okay, but it's not the really good stuff. The toy shop witch said, well, Well, as long as I don't break anything. And Dr. O'Toole Talltale looked at all the children and said, "Children, here's the plan. You are going to be able to play with all of the toys, the special toys in the back room, but you cannot break them." And all the children said, "We won't break them. We won't break them, Toy Shop Mrs. Maplethorn." They almost called her the Toy Shop Witch, which would have not have been a good idea. "Mrs. Maplethorn, we won't break them." And then Dr. O'Toole Talltale said, "Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to let Squeaky Toy take them out of the boxes because he'll do such a good job. He won't mess any of the boxes either." And she looked down at Squeaky Toy and said, "Squeaky, do you think you can do that?" And Squeaky said, Hi, I can." And he went off. He said, "Sumimasen, pardon me," because he was a very, very polite little robot. And he walked off to the back room and he started unboxing the toys. Well, when he unboxed the toys, you have no idea what it looked like. He took all the Lego cities out, all the Lego Star Wars out, all the Nexonites. He took out the DC Comics superheroes and put them out. He put a couple of WrestleMania together. Oh, my goodness. Then he went and got the Barbies. Barbie Fairy, Barbie Mermaid, a couple of Kens. Then he went to the Dreamtopia. The Disney princess was at the box saying, let me out. So he let her out. Then he let the little sheepkins out, and the sheepkins ran all over the place, under the tables, on people. Then the children started coming in, and every kid had a toy. They were playing with Little Pony, with Action Woman, with Etch-a-Sketch. They were playing Finding Dory. They had the Nexo Knights out. Somebody pulled on the World of Science Planetarium and was shining stars on the wall. Woohoo! A couple of boys had walkie-talkies. "Hello, come in. Oh, I hear you. Then the little kids had the Paw Patrols out. They had so much fun. Then they had the Hot Wheels garage set, and they were playing with that. And then they had races between the Hot Wheels and the Disney Pixar cars until the Monster Jam trucks came on. Well, 3T ran and got the Robo Spider because he thought that'd be cute. He wanted to see what another robot looked like. But you know what? That robot was just, like, had batteries. And it was just, well, it moved. But it was not a Ningyo robot. Well, the kids were playing. They were playing. They were having a good time. The noise was like, incredible for adults. Most of the adults went out to the front and started talking to Margaret because a lot of them hadn't seen Margaret Maplethorn for a while. And they were catching up and they were talking. And Margaret said, "Well, maybe we should have some coffee and some tea." So she hurried into the kitchen and she made a big pot of coffee and a big pot of tea. And all of the adults were drinking coffee and drinking tea and chatting together and having a great time. And all the kids were in the back room having a wahoo time. Yahoo! Yay! Ahoo! Until Kwame found the Rock Jam keyboard. Well, the Rock Jam keyboard was way in the back, and it was in a box, and he looked at Squeaky Toy and said, Squeaky Toy, get that electronic keyboard out for me. Well, Kwame was interested because he knew how to play the piano. He'd been taking lessons since he was 3, and he loved to play music. And so Squeaky Toy went out and he took down the Rock Jam 54-key portable electronic keyboard with interactive LCD screen and Maestro teaching app, and it had 30 songs. And Kwame said, "Oh, I got 30 songs, but I don't need any. I can play." So Squeaky Toy went behind her counter and he found a couple of D batteries and he put the D batteries in and Kwame set it up on the table and he started playing. Well, he played some rock and roll songs, and he played some country music songs, and then he started playing some hip-hop, and he was playing some head-banging stuff, and the kids were like, "Yahoo!" And they were playing with their toys, having such a good time. And then, against all odds, against anything you'd ever expect, against anything you'd ever think would happen, the toys woke up. The toys started having fun. The toys were having a lot of fun. The toys were having so much fun that they forgot that it was daytime, that there were humans around, that there were adults around. They totally forgot. And you know when it started? It started because the little Woodsies started dancing to the music, and they all lined up on a little shelf and started dancing, woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. And then the Lego men were there. The Lego men were watching the kids play with Legos, and they said to themselves, "We can build better Lego cars than that." and they started building cars. They started building racing cars and ambulances, and one of them even built a helicopter, almost as good as the one that William, you built. And he built a little helicopter, and then he put a little motor in and a battery, and he started flying it. The Lego men were running around having the best time ever. And then the Nexo Knights said, well, we could do better than that. And they started putting on demonstrations of fighting. And then the Ninja Turtles said, oh, we can do a better job at that. And they started, oh my, Ninja Turtles are such a crazy, they started fighting. And then the Mighty Morphin Power Ranger stood up in the middle of the whole room, and he started dancing like a Russian Cossack. Well, if you've never seen a Russian Cossack dance, you got to go to YouTube and watch it, because it's really, really crazy. Because the Cossacks would fold their arms, they lean down low, and they start kicking their feet way up. And you think, how can they do that? And then the music was really wild, and Kwame got into it. And he saw the Mighty Morphin Power Ranger, oh my goodness, the big one, dancing like a Russian Cossack. And he started playing Russian Cossack music. Well, this was getting kind of noisy in the front room, and the adults were saying, what is going on? What is going on? I can't believe it. And they went back and they looked in the toy room, and all the toys were jumping around. They were playing with their kids. The kids were playing. The toys were playing. There were like dozens and dozens of kids covered with toys. And the toy shop witch looked in, and she said, oh my God, what's happening? Oh my goodness, what's going on? What's happening? Well, just at that very moment, the Frozen twins, Elsa and Anna, decided they could show that Mighty Morphin Power Ranger how to dance, and they started waltzing around the room. And Kwame looked at them, and he started playing waltz music, right out of the classical waltz music. Yes, and he played waltzes, and they waltzed around, and all the kids started clapping, yay, yay, like that, and they were just having a good time. And you know what happened? You don't even know what happened. I'm going to tell you what happened. Margaret Mapplethorne, the toy shop witch, looked at those two little dolls dancing, and it melted her heart. And she stopped being crabby and grouchy. And you know what she did? She walked into the middle of the room to watch them. And those two little girl dolls, Elsa and Anna, put their hands up, and each of them took one of the toy shop witch's hands. And then they started dancing with the toy shop witch. All the Barbies started, yay, clapping. And the Disney princesses were whistling, woo, woo, how'd it go? The Marvel superheroes were turning somersaults. They were so happy. And the Paw Patrol was sitting on the shelves all clapping their little paws. It was really, really something. The Monster Jam truck started opening the hoods and clapping them, whoop, whoop. And Elsa and Anna and the Toy Shop Witch danced all around the room while Kwame played his fabulous Rock Jam 54-key portable electronic keyboard with interactive LCD screen. The adults were looking. Dr. O'Toole Talltale was like, had her jaw dropped. Dr. Timothy Talltale was like, this is very interesting. Oh, I wonder how this is happening. And they, all the adults were like, oh my, oh my. A couple of them dropped their teacups on the floor. Oh my goodness. And all the toys were cheering, yay, yay. And all the kids were screaming, whoopee, whoopee. And it was the best party ever, ever, that anybody ever had. It was the best party. Well, finally, the toy shop witch got tired. And she sat down. And she said, oh my, oh my. Oh my, what just happened? And then Dr. O'Toole Talltale stepped forward and said, I have to say, I'm sorry, I have to stop this, but it is time for us to go. We have to go see Tabby Terry Tanya's grandparents, and we have to be there by 5 for dinner, so we have to go. I'm sorry, this is have to be the end of the party, but this has been the best party ever. All the kids said, no, no, we don't want to go home. We want to stay in the toy shop. We like this. We want to stay in the toy shop. No, we have to go. And Dr. O'Toole Talltale looked at the parents, and she said, thank you for coming. He looked at his grad students, said, thank you for coming. We're so glad you came to the party. We're so glad you're here. But we have to close it down now, because we have to go see her grandparents, and we're just going to have to shut it down. We have to clean up the shop, too. Well, when she said clean up the shop, all the adults looked around and went, uh-oh, because. Oh, there were boxes everywhere. There were a couple of teacups on the floor turned upside down. The floor was wet. There was paper everywhere. There was dolls and toys and Lego. I mean, Lego. Have you ever picked up Lego? No, William, you've never picked up Lego, but I have. And Lego everywhere. Ah! And Dr. Tulletal said, no, not to worry. Squeaky toy is going to help. Then all the parents looked at Squeaky Toy, and Squeaky Toy bowed, and he said, oh, arigatai desu, I'm so grateful that I can help you. And then all the kids said, but we don't want to go. And all the parents said, well, it's true, we have to get home for dinner. Come on, let's go, we'll come back to the toy shop another day. And then all of the parents went to the toy shop witch and said, Margaret, thank you so much for hosting such a wonderful party. And you know what happened? Every single one of the kids went up and said, Mrs. Maplethorn, thank you for having a wonderful party. Well, the toy shop witch had never had so many children thank her. She had never had so many children so happy at one place. She had expected her daughter and her granddaughter to fill her heart with happiness, and then they couldn't, because they weren't there, and she was so sad and so lonely and so hollowed out and so bitter that she had no one to make her heart happy. And all of a sudden, every child in town was shaking her hand and saying, thank you. Thank you, Mrs. Maplethorn. She almost melted. Her heart melted. She warmed up. It felt like there was a sun inside of her. She said, oh, all these children. Maybe they like me. Maybe the children don't hate me anymore. Maybe they like me. And then finally Kwame came up and he said, Mrs. Maplethorn, thank you so much. I really like your Rock Jam 54-key portable electronic keyboard with interactive LCD screen, and I hope my father buys it for my birthday. And then Curtis came up and he said, Mrs. Maplethorn, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'm going to come here and buy a bike when I need a new one. And then 3T came up. He said, Mrs. Maplethorn, this was the best party I've ever had. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And we'll always be happy to see you. And then, 3T bowed low, just like Squeaky Toy Robot. And he said, Domo arigato gozaimasu. Thank you very much. And then Tabby Terry Tanya shook her hand and said, Mrs. Maplethorn, thank you. This is the best party I have ever had. The best party. I'm going to remember this forever. And then Dr. O'Toole Talltale and Dr. Timothy Talltale both shook her hand and said, Margaret, this was wonderful. I hope this was as good for you as it was for us. Then Squeaky Toy said, okay, gotta work. And you know what Squeaky Toy did? Oh, my goodness. Squeaky Toy started cleaning up. He looked at the toys and said, sorry, you have to go back in your box. Oh, and there went Elsa and Anna back to their box. And the Mighty Morphin Power Ranger, who, I have to admit, his knees were hurting after all that dancing, he went into the box. And then all of the toys, the little Woodsies had to go back in, and the Barbies had to go back in. They complained, no, we don't want to be in a box again. No. I'm sorry, don't want to go to Kozaimasu, but you got to go in. Sumimasen. And he shoved him in the box. And he worked really, really fast. So fast, he was almost a blur. And by the time he was finished, every single toy was back in its box, back on the shelf, back where it should be. Every single Lego piece was back in the right box. Tell me, do you know how hard that is? Because he had to read some of the directions to find the right Lego pieces for the right boxes. He put them all in. Oh, I didn't tell you, he can read too. Well, that's another story. He read them all, he put them up on the shelf, he finished everything. Then he went and found a couple of towels, and he went and washed her floor, washed all the tea off. Then he took all the teacups and all the mugs, and he went into her kitchen, and he rinsed them and put them in her washing machine, and he started the washing machine, and he looked around and made sure that the toy shop was as good as new. And he even took the vacuum out and started vacuuming. And when he was finished, he looked at Margaret Maplethorn, the toy shop witch, and he said, Domo arigato gozaimasu. Thank you. He looked at her and he said, this was the best party I've ever been at. It might have been the only party he'd ever been at, but he was a very polite little robot. And then the old tall tale, the tall tales, all said thank you again and again, and they went home to go to the grandparents and have another birthday party for Tabby, Terry, Tanya. The toy shop witch watched them go. She watched them leave. She looked at her toy shop. It was empty. All the toys were back on the shelf. All the toys were where they should be. Everything was perfectly neat. It was clean. You wouldn't have guessed anybody was there all afternoon. It was just the way it should be. Except, it wasn't. And it wasn't because the toy shop witch, Margaret Mapplethorne, felt lonelier than she'd ever felt. And you know why? Because she loved having so many children, having a wonderful time, and being so happy in her toy shop. And now they were gone. And now nobody was happy except her. And she was a little sad. And that's the end of Chapter 10. And that's the toy shop rescue. And you're saying, well, I thought they were going to rescue the toys. I thought they were going to rescue the toys. But they did rescue the toys. They rescued the toys because the children played with the toys. And when happy children play with toys, toys get happy. And when toys are happy, children are happy. Because toys and children go together, just like peanut butter and jelly. And so if you want to have happy toys, you have to play with them. And this is something the toy shop witch only learned that day. And that's the end of the story for today. But tomorrow, I have another one. I have the last chapter. We'll tell that one. And you have a wonderful sleep tonight, William. And you say, have a good hug to your baby sister, Lauren. And give your mama and Dada a big, big hug for me. And have a good sleep. And we'll finish the story tomorrow. Love you, William. Have a good sleep. Sweet dreams.